Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Driveway to Liberty podcast. The only podcast recorded live in a garage tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's raining.
Raining coming in sideways into the garage.
Though. There you go. Hey, guys, it's your Uncle Wes. I'm sitting here with my good friend Dan, and we are going to talk about some shit. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
And I don't have a beer. And this guy's riding by on his bike just yelling. I don't know what's going on. He's just shouting.
He's a happy man. He's a Biden supporter yelling like yeah. Biden did in the state of the union.
Future possibilities. Yeah, that's him. But anyway, man, you got a beer over there somewhere, buddy, I can get from you?
Yeah.
I should have grabbed one during the break or between casts here.
I always have a cooler.
A cooler. Yeah, man, well, you actually came up with this idea. I can't take credit for it. But we ought to, since the economy was such a big part of the most recent State of the Union, and depending on when you're hearing this, it could have been a week ago or a few days ago or yes. It won't be yesterday, I can assure you. but, yeah, the economy was alluded to being strong. Actually, it wasn't alluded. He flat out said it was great.
Economies.
Which is a bald-faced lie.
Yeah.
But Dan came up with the brilliant idea that we should talk a little bit about inflation, shrinkflation, the economy, and, oh, my goodness.
Taxation.
And taxation. I just pulled up Instagram, and there's like a chick in a bikini, and I'm like, whoa, easy now.
What?
Easy. So what you got over there, Daniel?
All right, so just talking about some highlights, and these are statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Right.
So consumer food prices have jumped 10.9% over the past year. It's the biggest 12-month increase since 1979.
Right.
So we see situations where, we shop at both Walmart and at Publix.
Right.
And we do both. Publix is a better shopping experience.
Sure it is.
But it's way more expensive.
Sure it is.
So there's a lot of BOGOs and stuff that we'll buy at Publix.
Sure.
And to be honest, we'd rather buy our meat and cold cuts.
Yeah, because allegedly like horse meat at the Walmart.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that it is, but it seems like that was a rumor going around a couple of years back.
Yeah, and whether it's true or not, you just, you know, the boar's head, cold cuts,
that's good.
Stuff
that's
like
good
that.
Meat.
Yeah,
that's
we,
good
we
meat.
Buy that kind of stuff. Even
that's
though
quality.
It's ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, it is. But I have found myself, thanks to the state and cost of goods and groceries, I absolutely hate Walmart. I did not walk in the door of Walmart for at least 2 years up until this new administration came into office.
Yes.
Well, and I didn't do it the first year of the administration. I still fought it. But over the last 6-8 months, I find myself, like, we need dog food? Yeah, I'm going to Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Because just to give you an example, I bought some stuff for we had a Super Bowl party
right.
Here at the house. You came to it.
Yeah, I was here.
And so I bought some 12 packs of soft drinks.
Right.
So at Walmart, I can remember prior to Joe Biden, you could buy a 12 pack of Coke or any flavor of the.
For like $2. $2, $3.
Not the off brands, but the actual name brand.
Right.
At Walmart, prior to Joe Biden. A 12-pack was about $5. It was $4.98
sure.
At Walmart.
Yeah.
Right now, it's $7.98 at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And at Publix,
it's like $9.
It's $9.
Yeah.
$9 for a 12-pack of Coke.
Yes. Yes. And a 2-liter was like $1.50, $1.75. Yeah,
remember, it was 99 cents.
Sometimes they'd run BOGOs or specials where it was like 99 cents. Now a 2-liter is almost $4.
Yeah. Oh, the freaking 20-ounce bottles you get from the cooler at the line is like $1.80 something.
It's more than that, brother.
Well,
it's over $2.
$2. Yeah, it's crazy.
because I always thought it funny because you could buy a 2 liter for less than you could a 20 ouncer. I mean, that's been always the case. It's the convenience and the fact that the 20 ouncer is cold and you can drink it now. You're not going to walk around with a big ass 2 liter chugging that walking down the street.
It's funny because I've
done that
during at work back when I was healthier and I was actually working, from 7:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night trying to get my business up and running.
Yeah,
I would go to Publix and I'd buy a sub and then I'd buy a gallon of their honey and sweet tea.
Mm.
And I'd literally just drink out of the gallon jug.
Yeah, dude, I remember in high school when I had my summer jobs, I'd just get a 2 liter and because they'd have them in the coolers in the convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get a 2 liter and I would drink that throughout the day while I was working. I was cutting grass or painting or whatever I did, and that just made more sense.
So. Just another thing, egg prices are up 40%.
Mm.
So if you think about what we're just talking about right now is the massive increase in prices. There's another way in which companies have reacted to the increased cost in energy, fuel,
right,
transportation, which affects the price of everything, is called shrinkflation.
Yes.
So shrinkflation is, we don't want to raise the price. We're going to make the product smaller.
Yep.
And there's a shit ton of examples of that. Remember when you used to go out and buy a bag of coffee and it was a 1 pound bag?
I do.
It's 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to be able to get a half a gallon of ice cream?
I do.
Now 54 ounces.
Look at there.
Take 14 ounces out of it so they can keep the price the same.
Well, Biden in his State of the Union was talking about potato chips.
Yeah.
He was saying that, it's the same size bag, but there's less chips in there.
Yeah.
Which I think is an accurate statement. That is. But
I don't think it's the same size bag.
Potato? No, it's not. Because you shoot a family bag of Doritos or Tostitos or something.
Yeah, like a small paper.
Yeah, like a paper grocery bag. And now they're like what used to be the regular size bags.
They're skinnier and taller.
Yeah, and there's still all that air that they sell you. Yes. Because it's like half air.
Weight, not volume, less.
Right.
That's
their argument.
That's the argument. So here's some more examples. So they've like candy bars.
Yeah.
Like you buy a multi-pack of candy bars.
Yeah.
You get those 12 packs of Hershey bars.
Yeah.
So you think you're getting 12 of the same size Hershey bar you buy a singular. You're not. They're about 80% of the size of the bar you would buy by itself. So you got a full-size bar, not a king size, but a regular size bar.
Right.
And you got the multi-pack, and you think you're getting 10 of those, or 12, depending.
Yeah.
It's 10 now. It used to be 12. But those bars are about 2 ounces smaller.
Well, and not only that, but, one of the things we do, we used to go eat wings a lot when we lived closer to Miramar Beach at a certain wing establishment over there. Now what we do is we just go by Publix and grab the deli. You go to the deli and you get the wings. And it's the same size container, but there are fewer wings in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never actually sat down and count them, but I get back, and used to we'd get them, and I would have 6-8 wings, April would have 6-8 wings, and there'd still be 6 or 8 left, and we'd put them in the fridge and eat them the next day. Now, I eat 6-8 wings, she eats 6-8 wings, there may be 2 left.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Lay's.
It's a small amount to where it doesn't come out and grab you.
Yeah.
But
it's enough that they're basically padding their profits, which they have to. You can't blame them.
Okay, so here's I want to table that for a minute because that needs to be part of the end discussion. I want to give some more examples.
All right.
So General Mills,
the cereal company.
So that's the cereal company. I'm I'm trying to think off the top of my head what cereals they are, but
Man, I can never keep up. I can name a couple of Kellogg cereals right off the top, but
it's probably like I don't know. It doesn't matter. General Mills. I think the Golden Grahams are General Mills. That's one I know. But they have a family size box.
Right.
That used to be 19.3 ounces. They've reduced it to 18.1 ounces. So that's bigger than 10%.
So it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, the Cheerio family, Lucky Charms, those kind of cereals are General Mills cereals.
But the boxes are the same height. They just make them narrower. They're thinner.
Yep.
So then you've got Frito-Lay.
Yeah.
Their bags went from 9.75 ounces, which are the smaller. It's already reduced from the previous bags.
Right.
So it's like they do this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Went from 9.75 down to 9.25 ounces. Mm. So a small little drop that you're not going to notice.
Yeah.
But there's less Doritos in that bag. And you're paying the same amount for it.
Yep, I believe it.
So there's multi bags that they have the.
You mean like the snack packs where you get the different.
You buy a box and there's.
Yeah, well, that's how we buy chips in our.
Whatever
house.
Bags are.
Yeah.
The size of the bags are smaller and there's less bags in the box.
Yeah, and that shit. I mean, you could go buy a pack. One of those. They don't put them in bags anymore. They're boxes. Yeah. But they used to put them in a bag.
There's still some bags, yeah.
I haven't seen the bags. But used to, you could buy the bags, and it'd have the, you know, the variety of different chips in there, yeah. You know, Doritos, Cheetos chips, all of that,
yep.
Lay's. And that was like $5, $6 for one of those at Publix. Not, I think they were a little bit less at Walmart.
Yeah, you get like 18 bags inside of it.
Yep. And so we would now – they're almost $10.
And I can tell you, when you open up one of those bags, it's literally one handful.
Yep. Speaking of which, I think you're getting a delivery from two grocery stores we're talking about.
Is, yeah.
So, hey, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish this discussion right after this.
Hey guys, Uncle Wes here. Remember how we're always talking about how we wish we had access to an alternative marketplace for conservatives and get away from this woke culture? Well, guess what? We found one. MammothNation.com. You can buy jewelry, eyewear, stuff for your pets, sauces, spices, coffees, vodka, wine. Just about anything you want, you can get at MammothNation.com. And guess what? If you use promo code Driveway Liberty Media when you sign up, you can get 30% off your first year. Go check them out. MammothNation.com, promo code Driveway Liberty Media.
All right, guys, welcome back. It is not time for beer reviews because this is a kind of a special cast, and we're just kind of talking about inflation, shrinkflation, and the like is basically what we're going to earn.
So we were given examples. So I got a few more I want to get. So Gatorade, remember those Gatorade 32-ounce bottles?
Yep, you used to get one of them.
Quart of 32-ounce, and they were straight down the side.
Yeah.
They made them hourglass.
Like Coke, yeah. Because doesn't Coca-Cola own... No, they own Powerade. No, Pepsi owns Powerade.
I don't know. Gatorade. So they shrunk the middle of the bottle,
right,
to make it hourglass and went from 32 ounces to 28 ounces. And when they were called on it, they said, well, it's easier. They did it because it's easier to pick up the bottle.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. So, all right. So you've listed several products here. Do you think the corporations are trying to pull a fast one?
There's literally thousands of them.
Yeah.
I think part of it is that, and I think they'll do it. And if they don't get called on it,
no biggie.
They're not gonna admit it. They're not gonna say anything. Yep. You understand from a business point of view why they do it.
Right.
Although I think it's deceptive and dishonest. I think my personal opinion is, look, there's nobody in America that doesn't understand that every all the shit has gone up.
Yeah.
I've raised my prices in my business because everything else is
well,
more expensive.
And, but a lot of what you've named are products that aren't necessities. We don't have to eat chips. And if you think about it, when your pocketbook hurts, you start, number one, you start cutting.
Yeah, but there's other stuff in there. There's toilet paper, which is a necessity.
Sure, it is a necessity, but you might go generic or whatever if you like fingering your asshole. I mean, you know, because it goes through your finger. I mean, that's what anytime April talks about switching toilet paper, we've used Charmin for years.
I don't know about you, but coffee's a necessity to me.
It is, pretty much. But I'll be honest with you, when I go, because Publix changes their sales on Wednesdays, I'll go in there Wednesday afternoon, and they'll, like, at least every other week, they've got BOGO coffee.
Yeah, and I don't
have a specific brand that I'm loyal to. But it switches up between Community, Javalier, and 8 o'clock. Those are my three go-tos. Mm-hmm. And then if something like Dunkin' Donuts is really at a good deal, I'll buy that. But I bargain shop for the coffee. But sure. I got to have it. Got to have it.
Yeah, I have a bad tolerance for shitty coffee. So yeah. My bottom of the barrel is
Folgers.
Folgers is bottom of the barrel.
That's our camping coffee. When we're camping in the Airstream, because
my bottom of the barrel is really Dunkin' Donuts.
Maxwell House is the bottom of the barrel. Well, that is like dirt in a can.
My bottom of the barrel is like Dunkin'.
Really?
I used to drink.
Dunkin' coffee's pretty good, man. It was like rated like one of the best coffees in the country. Oh.
That's the lowest I'll go for me.
So you won't do like Folgers?
I did understand that coffee's absurdly expensive. So I went and tried some of the cheaper brands, and I just can't do it.
Well, you know, I think our first year in the podcast, we were talking about what kind of merch can we sell. And there's a company where we can brand our own Colombian coffees. And do the Driveway Liberty Media coffee.
That's how you get the Black Rifle coffee.
Yeah, and all those exactly. That's that how you do that.
Well, let's do it. It better be good though.
Well, we can order.
I'm a coffee snob.
We can order a couple of bags to sample and see how it is, because obviously we're not going to sell a product that's not top notch and high quality.
Correct.
So we're definitely not going to do that. But if we're going to have Driveway Liberty Media branded coffee, it's got to be just like this podcast, top 10% of in the world.
Yes,
and one of the top coffees in the United States.
That's right.
Anyway,
but I understand where you were going. You were trying to make a point about these things are not necessities.
Right.
But,
right.
But understand this.
Bread,
shrinkflation it absolutely is incorporated in necessities too.
Sure. No.
Now they can't. They could, but they haven't attempted to shrink the size of a gallon of milk. It's
right.
Still a gallon.
Yes.
But it just costs more.
Yeah.
There's still a dozen eggs in eggs,
but it costs more.
So there's some areas where they didn't shrinkflate; they just inflate, and the prices are just more expensive.
Well, and those are the. I think you'll notice that's the necessities: bread, milk. Eggs, cheeses, and meats are there. It's the same size. I mean, you buy a pound and a half of hamburger, or a pound of hamburger, where it was $2-3 pre-Biden. Now it's $8.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't think it's, and maybe I'm wrong, but my opinion is I don't think it's necessity versus non-necessity. I think it's how easy they can get away with it compared to.
I think that's part of it. But if I'm selling a non-necessity and you know, we enjoy chips. Well, my girls enjoy chips a lot more than I do in the house.
Yeah, I'll eat them if they're there, but I normally.
They don't fill you up. You know, there's no. It's just empty calories.
Terrible
products, but sometimes they're tasty. I'll eat like a small snack pack bag of chips with a sandwich, but they're not a necessity.
Correct.
They're not something like a vegetable or like a potatoes or something like that. So I think these corporations think, well, in order for us to still compete and stay in business, this is how we have to do it. We can't really, even though we are raising our prices, we can't raise them as much as we need to make this profit or this desired profit. And
I have a couple different thoughts on this. Number one is, I think you should be honest.
I agree.
If you have to charge more to be profitable, which I have no problem with.
Right.
I get it. I understand
that's how business works.
Your flour, your water, everything you put in to make these products has gone up. You have to charge more. I get mm-hmm. that. I understand that.
Right.
Some things you can eat, some things you can't. Up to a certain point, you can take a hit, but there's got to be a breaking point.
Sure.
That's not the only cost you have of doing these
things. Well, and not only that, most of these corporations aren't just some fat cats sitting in whatever. Like, when I had I still had my Vanguard account, I owned Frito-Lay. I owned PepsiCo. I owned Coca-Cola. I still own Coke stock. Mm-hmm. I own Coca-Cola. I want those sumbitches to make a profit because I get a dividend every quarter mm-hmm. that's reinvested back into more Coke stock until I get ready to stop that and start collecting that dividend as part of my retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want them to make a profit. I want them to make a great profit.
And it's an unrealistic expectation for them to pay more to make the product and not charge more.
Sure. Absolutely.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna raise the prices, then fucking raise them.
Yeah.
Because this shrinkflation thing is a deceptive attempt to fool people.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
So I would rather have you be honest. But I think part of the problem is some people don't even notice.
No. Some people don't. They're just thinking, well, why did that bag of chips fill me up like it did last time? Or why I'm still thirsty after drinking this Gatorade or whatever.
Yeah. So I think they can fool a significant amount of people to where it doesn't have a blowback on their business.
Yeah.
My thought process is if you're honest with people,
it'll go a lot further.
Yes, because...
But people don't care.
But everybody knows. Most of the people don't even say anything.
They don't say anything and they don't care. It's the same thing. Like everybody... All right, so in the late 80s, early 90s, Walmart's big thing was everything we sell is made right here in the USA. These are USA goods. And then slowly they started bringing in Chinese goods.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like bitching about it. Like my mother-in-law, before she passed, she was like, every time you go into Walmart, it's all this Chinese products, blah, 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 blah. You can't get away from China. You can't get away from China. I'm like, and yet you're still going in there.
Yeah.
So they'll bitch about it, but they're still going to buy their Doritos. They're still going to buy their Gatorades if they drink those regularly.
But you watch a show like, ever watch Shark Tank?
Yeah.
So you watch a show like Shark Tank and... Literally, most of them won't invest unless you move your factory.
You're
to
willing
China.
To move,
yeah, can you
manufacturing.
Move your factory to China.
Yeah, yeah, or
because
overseas.
It reduces your labor cost.
Yeah,
we're in a shit situation.
No, we are. We have as Americans, and we're getting off the shrinkflation topic, but as Americans, and I blame this. On this falsified minimum wage, I say falsified because all that does is already artificially inflate mm-hmm. the cost of goods and services and labor unions.
Well, we wouldn't have to pay them more if everything didn't cost more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but not only that, but I mean, you look at the fact that where are the American cars manufactured now?
in
your
Mexico.
Truck was made in Mexico and or Canada, or a combination there.
Or they do that, and then they make all the parts somewhere else, and then they assemble them here.
You know where my car was made?
Where?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, score for you.
It's a Japanese vehicle.
Yeah, it's a Nissan.
But it's a non-unionized plant in Tennessee. The Hyundais.
Yeah, but all the parts in it are not made in Tennessee.
No, not necessarily. But my point being is they can afford to manufacture that car there. Whereas when used to Detroit, Motor City was where every Ford, Chevy, and Chrysler product was made. Dodge. Dodge and Chrysler was made. That's Detroit,
all the
Michigan.
Factories were there. Yeah.
Were there.
They made every part there.
And then the unions came in, and then you started paying somebody $80,000 a year to turn a screw on an assembly line. And it's dumb money if you own a corporation. And I know we're way off topic here. Dumb money.
That's why we do these things.
Yeah. To pay somebody $70,000 a year plus pension. They didn't have 401ks. They had pension, which is the company still pays you the rest of your life or until a certain age or whatever. Or the union or whatever. The union typically doesn't do much except negotiate wages and get fat and happy.
But take a piece of it.
Take a piece of it. But what we've done by allowing unions to get that crazy, and I'm not doubting that they served a purpose originally. They fought against unfair work conditions, unsafe work conditions, things of that nature, and they served that purpose. But then they turned into their own business.
Yes.
And all they did was manipulate the corporations into forcing them to move labor overseas. I can go pay I can open a Mexican plant and build my vehicle and pay those guys a good wage for where they're living, based on the cost of living in Mexico, and it's exponentially less than what I'm having to pay this guy in Detroit. So, and I'm not, we're way off topic. But what my point being is, And I think when Travis was still on the show, we talked about this a couple of times. It's not realistic. And Biden said this in the State of the Union. We're manufacturing more stuff here in the U.S. I call bullshit on that.
More than like, they'll do things like, okay, we opened up a plant this week, so we're now manufacturing more because last week we had one less plant. That's the kind of numbers games they play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that plant may be somewhere, you know.
But there's it's not a long-term, it's not a real number when they say that. And maybe it's compared to during COVID. A lot of these numbers are, like when he talks about the jobs he created.
Yeah.
It's because COVID wiped out
only so many is replacing companies. Jobs. And a lot of people are working multiple jobs. It's like... I'm a product of COVID. I've had to, and I've said this many times on the podcast, 42% of my business gone thanks to shutdowns in other states. We opened up quickly here, fortunately. But I've had to diversify what I do for a living because, number one, for a state to shut down a business like that, I don't want to do business in those states again.
Right.
Personally. I'm not taking on clients in New York or California ever again. Or Illinois, for that matter. So I've had to, in order to replace that income, and I don't know that I'm fully replaced that yet, I've had to change up what I do for a living. So I opened a music school. I'm out playing live shows musically. I've tried to get music out on the streaming services to gain, even though I don't make anything there, I mean, like literally like $30 a quarter, you know. I'm trying to do other things to make up that income. And I think you'll find, yeah, there may be more jobs out there, but one dude's working two or three of them.
Yeah, so that's in combination with the fact that you're comparing – a time in which we were locked down, nationwide locked down.
Yeah.
And how many small businesses went out of business that employed a bunch of people?
Shit ton.
And those businesses did not come back. So now when people have found jobs and they go back to work, you're taking credit for creating that job. It's not real. You didn't create it.
No.
It just got started back up in another place.
Yeah.
And then you add to it the situations like you where you've had to get a second job.
Yeah.
A third job.
On paper, I technically don't have a job. I'm a business owner.
No, but...
Yeah.
But you still have three jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And four if you count the podcast.
Yeah, I have three.
Yeah.
So... You,
not that we make any money from doing this, but I mean, I consider it part of my profession, even though it's a act of passion until such a time that we are making a living doing it. But yeah. You know, it is what it is. But so, I guess the point of this, Dan, is that not everything is as our listeners and us are being told.
Correct. They manipulate you in order to get you believe that they're doing something for you.
So caveat emptor. You know what that means?
No.
Buyer beware.
Okay.
And that was a phrase that applies to goods and services. Applies to, is it caveat emptor? I'm going to look it up. Okay. But the thought process, buyer beware, that also applies to government.
Yes.
You cannot trust others to look out in your best interest.
Which plays into my argument is if we had smaller government, less government, if they were involved in our lives, then we would have to worry about less.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, you trust but verify. If you want to be trustworthy, trust but verify.
Like we need to figure out a way to get ourselves in a situation in which our daily lives are not impacted by the person sitting in the White House.
And the only way to do that is to shrink the size of government. And we've talked about that on a previous cast. Yeah. I mean, I always say this every election cycle. If you fear what one man or woman can do in any government office, then that government office has too much power.
Correct. Correct.
And that is, I mean, that's the president, that's the governor, that's your mayor, your county commission, your sheriff. If you fear the power that that office yields, then you need to be an advocate for that office to have less power.
Correct.
And that's all levels of government.
Yeah.
So you got anything else?
I guess we don't want to talk about taxes.
Man, I taxation is theft. That's all I got on that.
You know how many different taxes we pay?
Oh, a shit ton. We pay sales tax. We pay ad valorem, capital gains taxes. We pay income taxes. We pay, usage taxes.
Think about this. I'm just going to give you some statistics just for you to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. tax code is 3.8 million words long.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's 97 taxes in that tax code. 97. Now, not everybody pays all of those.
Right. Some of them are tariffs.
But there's 97 in it. The IRS has 2,000 publications, forms, and instruction sheets that you can download on their website so that you can figure out how to pay your taxes.
Right.
2,000 forms and publications.
Yeah, I have to fill out about 100 of them every year. Anyway.
There's an entire industry that is there to do your taxes.
Sure.
That makes
Katie.
Millions and millions of dollars
every
March
year.
March and April.
Yep. So it's not in their best interest for the tax code to change.
Correct. And the more complicated it gets, the more you need them.
Yep, and the more they charge.
So, you did, I just want to name a few just to...
Yeah, go ahead. I got to pee and I'm hungry. So
there's air transportation taxes.
Right.
Biodiesel fuel taxes.
Yep.
Building permit taxes.
Yep.
Business registration fees.
Yep.
Capital gains taxes.
Yep.
Taxes on cigarettes.
Yep.
There's fines and...
Those are the sin taxes, liquor, mm-hmm. cigarettes, tobacco.
Court fees.
Yeah.
Disposal fees.
Yep.
Dog's license fees.
Yep.
Taxes. Driver's license fees.
Yep.
Employer health insurance mandate tax.
Yep.
That's a part of Obamacare.
Yep.
Employer Medicare taxes.
Yep.
Employer Social Security taxes.
Yep, which is ridiculous. You've already paid taxes on that money.
Yep. Environmental fees. Estate taxes, estate excise taxes on comprehensive health insurance plans. Excise on health insurance plans.
That's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
Federal corporate tax.
Yep.
Federal income tax. Ridiculous. Federal unemployment tax.
Ridiculous.
Fishing licenses.
Theft.
Flush taxes. Food and beverage license fees.
Theft.
Franchise business taxes.
Theft.
Garbage taxes. Gasoline Theft. Taxes. Theft. Gift taxes.
Theft.
Gun ownership permits.
Theft.
Hazardous material disposal fees.
Theft.
Highway access fees.
Theft.
Hotel taxes. Bed Theft. Taxes.
Theft.
Those are getting big, too.
Yep.
Hunting license.
Theft.
Import taxes.
Theft. And the thing about an import tax, let's talk about that for a minute. A lot of people, tariffs. When something's imported from overseas, and the government charges that company, whoever's importing it to sell it here, a tariff. Mm-hmm. What do you think happened? Who do you think actually pays that?
The person buying whatever it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All that corporation's going to do is like, oh, that's the cost of me doing business, so yeah, I've got to
pass it on. To the
I still want to make a 5% profit on what I sell, so I'm going to take.
But
I'm
going
to add that into my unit costs, and I'm going to add 5% to it to make my profit.
All of these affect the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Even your When an employer has to pay a tax mandate on health insurance as a part of them giving you that benefit, that is part of your salary.
Right.
So a lot of times, that's the package that's included with that dollar amount.
Yep.
So if you didn't have that, you'd be getting a higher dollar amount.
Yep.
So in the end, it always affects the individual.
Always.
Always.
Corporate taxes affect the individual.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. A mandatory minimum wage affects you.
Yeah.
That guy working at the gas station that makes minimum wage or whatever, or McDonald's that makes minimum wage.
Yeah. That's why you're...
You may be getting $2 more an hour, but guess what's going to happen at the milk?
That's why your Big Mac meal is 11 bucks now.
Right.
There's no 99 cent Big Macs.
That's how it works.
Anymore.
That's how it works. You want somebody in that position to make a living wage, which those jobs were never meant to be supporting a household anyway. It's ridiculous to assume that you can go to work an unskilled job like that anybody off the street, and McDonald's and even Publix literally hire mentally handicapped people.
McDonald's used to be the starter job.
Yeah.
For everybody. Every high school kid, not every, but a lot of high school kids
fast
went
food.
And got a job.
You could say fast food.
In fast food.
My first official job where they actually took out taxes on me was at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, mine was McDonald's.
Yeah.
So you go work in that fast food because it's a low-skilled job.
But it teaches you certain job skills like being on time, following due.
There were life lessons you learned.
Yes, absolutely.
That was your first foray into what's going to be expected of you as an adult.
Right.
That and school were meant to teach you how to be a better product, better person to contribute to society.
Exactly.
And now we got people that want to make $15 an hour and make a career out of being a line level.
Flipping a burger.
Employee.
Or putting pickles
on
a burger.
You want a career going to management.
Yeah, absolutely.
Move up the corporate ladder.
Work your way up.
Yeah, but you being the cashier.
You want to stop by the dispensary and just smoke yourself away. I mean, you want the easy peasy job. And you're not even asking people how the fuck they're doing when they come to the counter.
Yeah.
You just stand there looking at them, waiting on them to tell you what they want.
Yeah. And nowadays, you don't even go to the counter. You got a freaking kiosk.
Yeah. So, you know, we could do an entire episode on my philosophies on taxation as itself. I think any tax outside of a usage tax, meaning a sales tax, is theft. Mm-hmm. Because I have no choice in whether that money is taken from me or not.
Well, we should do a show on taxation, because, like, how many times, like, you look at the biggest frustration I have with taxes is your $1 is taxed multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Before it gets to you. And then when, like, if I just sold a car, not, it was a while ago, but yeah. I sold a car that we had.
Right.
And when I sold that car, I went down, I had to put the sales amount, the dollar amount that I sold it on the title.
Right.
And I bought a car.
Yeah.
At close to the same time.
Yep.
And you put, when you go to get your registration, you now have the title of that car. You just bought it.
Yep.
From
whoever.
Your buddy.
Yep.
You just bought it. So you go down to the DMV to register that car, and they charge you tax
on what you
on
paid
the car that has already been taxed.
Yeah. And they were the second owner, so it had already been taxed twice.
It was taxed
plus
originally.
The ad valorem that they pay every year to put that tag on it.
Yes.
So it's kind of like that meme that floats around. If it pleases the crown, may I have a license to put on my car to drive on these roads that my taxes that have already been taxed to build? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And the thing is it's layered in such a genius way that most people don't think about it.
Yeah, and you know what? The one thing that happened that really kind of changed us was when they started to take taxes out of our paycheck.
Yeah, because you don't think about it. It's now,
I'm a small business owner, so I got to write a check every quarter.
Yeah.
If you made every person who had a job write a check at the end of their two-week period or accumulate it at a quarter,
yep.
Which would be very difficult to do for most people.
Sure.
You write that check. Because I can tell you, when I work for corporate America, my withholding was like $30,000-$35,000 a year.
Yeah.
Think about that. So divide that by four.
Yeah. There's no way you would be able to slice the check for that every quarter.
No.
Or even do it once
like
a year and
almost $8,000.
Yeah.
To write a check every April.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, that's we can sit here and hammer this all day. Taxation is theft. Mm-hmm. I think you and I both agree on that.
Yes.
And we love you, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Means a lot to us. Be sure to share it with your friends and family if you like what we have to say. Comment on this episode on whatever social media platform you're catching it on. And, you know, give us a rating on iTunes or Spotify or whatever podcast platform you use. With that being said, I'm hungry and I got to pee. So I am your Uncle Wes for Dan, whose mic just keeps falling. We'll see you next time on the Driveway to Liberty podcast.